Orange County.
I had no idea that was your husband.
To New Jersey.
I never expected this.
Toughen up, toughen up.
Get behind the scenes and relive the drama.
Don't talk to him. He's a little twerp.
All of this is unimportant to me.
With exclusive interviews and celebrity guests.
Let me tell you something right now.
This is Getting Real with the Housewives.
Hey guys, welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives. This week we sit down with Real Housewives of New York star Luann De Los Seps, who gives us all the details on the ultimate girls trip, talks about the future of the Real Housewives of New York, and gives us the scoop on her latest Christmas cabaret. Take a listen. Congratulations on the single, on the upcoming cabaret shows. I mean, what's it going to be like getting back on stage? It's going to be so much fun.
I know. I'm super excited. You know, it's been a couple of years now. You know, I started my shows in 2018 and, you know, right up until 2020. And I did 90 shows in 2 years. So it's so great to be back live performing and just connecting with my fans and coming out with an all new Christmas show and and to boot a new Christmas song.
Yes.
So I'm super excited. You know, the song is really catchy and I don't know if you've heard it.
I have.
But, oh, thanks. Everybody loves it. And, you know, Bruce Roberts is my producer and Billy Stritch. So I've great people with that I'm working with on that, and as well as my great tour. You know, I have a new director who's Richard J. Alexander, who was who is Kristen Chenoweth's director and Barbara Streisand's director. So I'm in really good company. So I'm thrilled to get back on stage again.
I mean, what can fans expect from the show?
Well, you know, it's an all new Christmas show. So you will, you know, you'll see me perform What Do I Want for Christmas live. For the first time. And, you know, I love to take Christmas songs and kind of turn them on their head a little bit. So just a lot of unexpected twists and turns. Of course, we have to talk housewives. I do a Q&A with the audience. It's really a show for everyone. And I sing my classics because I don't think I get away with not singing a couple of my classics that everybody loves. So, you know, it's a good time. It's a lot of fun. And I think that the fans are going to really love this new show.
Yes, definitely. And then let's talk about the single. I absolutely love it. It like got me in the holiday spirit seeing the music video. It was so great. I mean, what was it like filming that music video? And like you said, this was kind of like a play on maybe All I Want for Christmas Is You a little bit. So why was this the perfect Christmas song for you?
Well, you know, it just spoke to me. You know, Bruce Roberts is a great writer. He's written for many huge stars, Whitney Houston, to name just one, because he has so many on his roster. And so I just love the lyrics of the song. I just love the joy, I identified with this song and, you know, filming it with the Housewives was, you know, interesting. It's kind of like wrangling cats, but it was fun. You know, I wanted to include them all. You know, it's a holiday song. We've been through a lot filming this season. You know, it was COVID, it was Black Lives Matters, it was an election. It was really a tough year that we had been through. So I really wanted to celebrate our achievements and our achievement of getting through season 13. Because it wasn't easy. And this holiday song couldn't have come at a better time for me. And I just love the song and I love that it makes people happy and I love that it's very catchy.
Yes, it is. I mean, it was stuck in my head. It definitely was. I mean, did all the girls get along on set? And Leah asked for money yet from the Christmas song?
Oh yeah. Right. Like there's so much money to be made. No, it's funny because when it was time to sign their contracts, you know, because of course I need appearance releases and all these things, you know, she was like, oh, don't worry about it. I'm like, oh, okay. So she was a really good sport. And I just love that the women came together and this is all for the Women of Fortune Society. You know, I included the women in the video. You'll see them dancing along with us during the song. You know, helping women who have been incarcerated is important to me. And so, you know, they joined in, they were good sports and I think we all look beautiful in the video and we're just having a good time and along with the ladies from Fortune.
Definitely. So I have to ask what do you really want for Christmas this year?
Oh, maybe a red hot Ferrari or maybe it's a Tiffany watch or a Tiffany bracelet or a Chanel bag. You know, I sing that in the song, but you know, all I really want for Christmas is, to get some sleep after I go off of my tour. I'm super excited. I've got a lot of dates coming up. I'm in Count Basie in Jersey. I have Florida dates, Orlando, Tampa, Fort Lauderdale, just to name a few. And so I've got, you know, a great tour coming up and super excited. And people are excited to see me, you know, back on stage. And that makes me really happy, you know?
Yeah, I know. I was looking at your tour dates. I'm like, you're not going to be able to rest at all for Christmas. You're going to be nonstop. I mean, how are you?
I want a hotel and a concierge.
Sounds good to me. I mean, who are you spending Christmas with this year? And are you just going to be kind of like on the road?
Yeah, well, you know, this Christmas I will be on the road most of the time. And my children will be with their father in Europe, you know, in Switzerland. I couldn't be happier for them that they're going to be able to see their father, because it's been a couple of years because he lives in Europe.
Right.
And with all the restrictions during COVID, you know, they haven't really been with their father. So, mommy's doing what she loves the most. When mommy's happy, everybody's happy. And I'm thrilled that they're going to be with their father, and I'm going to be on the road performing and loving every minute of it.
Definitely. And what I'm loving every minute of, I just watched the first episode of The Ultimate Girls Trip. I mean, what was the best and most challenging part of that experience for you?
Well, you know, listen, I this is like no other girls trip, because, you know, it's all different casts from all different franchises put together on this vacation. And at first I thought, oh my God, this is going to be work. But I ended up having a really good time. And I think you'll see that during the course of the season. I mean, the season of the episodes that, you know, I really have a good time. You know, I get into it. Sure. I knew that with seven women, there's always going to be some drama. So you'll see that go down, and there's some fun surprises and things that you wouldn't expect. And also, you know, we break the fourth wall. We talk about what it's like to be on each other's franchises, et cetera, and what bothers us and what makes us happy, et cetera. So I think, you know, we peel back the onion a bit and we get to expose ourselves in a different way.
Yeah. If you could recruit one of these ladies for New York, who would it be?
Probably Kyle. I laughed so much with Kyle. I thought she was hysterical. I didn't expect her to be that funny. I actually expect her to be a little snooty.
Oh, really? And she totally surprised you?
She surprised me the most. And she surprised me the most. You know, I heard she was kind of shady and throwing a lot of shade and drama queen, whatever, which, you know, she did, but not to me.
So all good. How about Teresa? Did she surprise you at all? Because I spoke to Cynthia. She said that the two of them became pretty good friends during the course of the trip.
Yeah. You know, Teresa and I spent a lot of time together. She was actually, you know, in my room a lot. And you know, we were hanging quite a bit and got to know each other really well. Actually, I got close to Teresa as well. Mm-hmm. That was a nice experience, because I didn't expect that at all.
Yeah. And how, you know, we see Ramona right off the bat kind of causing, I mean, you guys didn't even land in Turks and Caicos and Ramona was already causing some trouble on the plane. I mean, is it hard to defend your friend in those types of situations?
Well, I think it's a very good question. I think, you know, it's hard to defend your friends when they put their foot in their mouth. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but I told Ramona, I was very upfront with her. I don't know if you saw the first episode, I say to her, look, I've got your back until you screw up. Yeah. And then you're on your own. Mm-hmm. So, I will always listen to her and defend her the best I can until she's like wrong.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And you're on your own.
Right. I'm sure it's probably interesting to see her through other people's, because you're so used to her and how she acts and how she reacts to things too.
Well, you're going to see this play out during the course of the shows, mm-hmm. but it was interesting to have the other women's perspective on her, because I'm, like you said, I'm so used to her behavior, and sometimes I just let it fly. And the other women are like, no, that's not happening. So that's interesting dynamic to watch. And, you know, I'm like, get me a bag of popcorn. This is fun.
Right. I think Ramona did say that she did hurt your feelings on the trip though. Right. And if you can kind of talk a little bit about that.
Well, I don't want to give too much away. Right. So, you know, there are some things that come out that, you know, that were hurtful and that we re-examine and that the other women have their opinions about. So that's an interesting twist that I can't wait for everyone to watch.
Right. Did it cause a strain in your relationship? And how are things with you and Ramona now?
You know what? I think, you know, it made us stronger in terms mm-hmm. of relationship. I think that, you know, I said what I had to say, and I think that, you know, she responds in a way, and, you know, and you definitely see that she's trying.
Yes.
So, you know, you got to put your money where your mouth is. So let's see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Would you do it again? An ultimate girls trip?
Oh, darling, private yachts. We got the yacht. We got private yachts and you know, private jets and private villas. I mean, I'm like, I'm in.
Right. Totally. Did you read David Quinn's book? And I would love to know your thoughts.
I've read some bits and pieces of it. I'm working so hard on my cabaret shows and in rehearsals a lot, and got a lot going on. I actually have a Fosé, a sparkling rosé that's coming out. It's Fosé Rosé, which is a play on words in terms of it not being real. It's faux, so it's not non-alcoholic. Mm-hmm. But it's, it's delicious. It is low calorie and it's an elegant bottle. So I want to take the stigma away from having a Perrier. Oh, I'll have a Perrier. Oh, she doesn't drink. You know what I mean? So I'm really excited for that to come out. And it's not just for people that don't drink. You can make spritzers with it. You can have a glass of rosé and then have a glass of this. This way you're not getting too tipsy,
I love that. And you also have a live stream event coming up as well, right?
I do. I have a live stream for my family. Not for my family, but for my friends and fans that can't make it to my cabaret shows because I'm actually sold out in New York City. So I wanted to do a live stream for not only New Yorkers, but for, around the globe, because we have fans in Australia and England, et cetera. And so December 7th, we're going live from 54 Below at 7 o'clock Eastern time. And you can get tickets for that at 54below.com/Luann. I'm super excited to bring my cabaret show to everyone who can't be at the live show. So
I love that.
I've never done anything like that before. So I'm really excited to see how that goes.
I love that. And congrats on selling out all the New York shows. That's so exciting.
Yeah, I know. I'm very excited.
Definitely. I know you mentioned before, about, having how last season was rough for the girls, and that's, why you kind of wanted to bring everybody together to kind of celebrate Christmas and everything that you guys have kind of overcome. I mean, what do you think went wrong last season?
Well, listen, I think it was a difficult season to get through. And you saw the season, et cetera. I just feel like we got to a good place in the end, and especially with the Christmas song and, of course, disappointed there wasn't a reunion. But I felt like too much time had passed and it was like we kind of had an expiration date in terms of when that reunion would come to air. And so, listen, I'm very much looking forward to the next season of our show. I feel like I left in a good place and the cast as a whole. So I'm looking forward to coming up.
Yeah. Have you heard anything about next season and when you guys may start?
Not yet.
I mean, how do you feel about, do you think that there should be a cast shakeup?
We haven't heard yet, but that's not unusual. So, we'll be hearing soon. And, I'm super excited for that. And I'm sure the next season is going to be a great one.
Yeah. I mean, would you like to see some of the OGs come back? Or do you think that it should be a little bit more of a
cast? I have nothing to do with casting, but it would be great to see some OGs come back. I've heard they're recasting. I have no idea. They're all rumors. And so, there's a lot of speculation out there, but certainly, I'm open to new ideas and I'm open to see what they come up with.
Yeah. Are you still in touch with all the ladies since the shoot for the Christmas?
Yeah, totally. A lot of the girls are coming to my shows and are very supportive. And so, it's going to be a very Countess Christmas.
I cannot wait. Are you still in touch with Dorinda?
I am. We spoke the other day. She was like, what are you doing with all your old Giovanni dresses? I'm like, I'm giving them to charity and we're trying to come up with a charity thing to do together, which would be
awesome. I love that. And I know that she's doing like her ultimate girls trip as well. I think it would be so much fun because, there was obviously when she left, it was a pause. So I think it would be great if she could come back as well.
Yeah, me too. I love Dorinda.
Yeah. How would you feel if Bethany ever came back?
I don't know. It's like, will you do another season, Luann? It's like, I get to that bridge when I cross it.
Yeah.
I don't like to speculate and I don't think Bethany will be back in any case.
Yeah. How did you feel about, in David Quinn's book where it said that possibly Bethany set up the photos at the Regency? What was kind of your reaction to that?
My reaction to that was no reaction. It's behind me and I don't look in the past. I don't second guess myself and life happens for a reason. And I'm very much somebody who looks forward. And so I'm looking forward to my cabaret shows and I don't give it much thought.
Good. Good. Are you dating at all?
I am not dating because I'm too busy. I got too much going on, but watch out 2022.
Here I come. I mean, once the Christmas shows are done, what are your next plans after that?
I think I'm going to go to Mexico.
Good for you. Good for you. Luann, before we wrap up, like I said, we have some of these housewife secrets. They're just some fun behind the scenes questions. Okay. So first one, break down reunions a little bit. How long do they take to film, and are they as long and an arduous process as one would think?
Well, you know, it's a long day. Mm-hmm. You know, we usually get 3 episodes out of 1 day of shooting. So, you know, we start very early in the morning because we, you know, we got hair and makeup and, you know, stylists and everybody on set, and Andy comes along to say hi and we film that. And so it's a very long day from the morning until, you know, usually the early evening or late evening, depending on how the day goes. But it's, you know, it's a long day, but it's one that I look forward to because I kind of like that you get a final say in what happened the entire season.
Yeah.
So I kind of like that. And for me, it's like a come to Jesus moment that I look forward to.
Definitely. We always look forward to it too. Did a producer ever ask you to do something that you just didn't want to do?
All the time. but I always say to girls who always ask me advice about being a housewife, I always say, if you don't feel comfortable doing it, then don't do it.
Yeah. Have you ever wanted to use a Bravo, Bravo, Bravo moment?
Oh, all the time. but, you know, I've come to realize that as the show evolves, those Bravo, Bravo, Bravo moments are not happening.
Yeah.
Meaning that that fourth wall is kind of broken down now. So I think those, you know, Bravo, Bravo, Bravo moments are a thing of the past.
A thing of the past. Yeah. What's the biggest reality TV show filming secret that you can share?
We don't all have makeup artists all the time.
Mm-hmm. So you've had to become like a pro.
Thank you.
You always look full glam. So you always look fantastic.
Well, today I had glam because I was doing Watch What Happens Live.
Very nice. Biggest regret from from your time on the show?
You know, I don't really have any regrets. You know, I'm not that person. I mean, look, there's a lot of things that happened to me that I would not have rather shared, but it's my life. And, you know, I say that Bravo has the privilege to follow me, you know, they get to follow my life. I'm not on the show and it's my life, you know, I have a life. And so it is what it is.
Yeah. Proudest moment on the show?
Probably when I rose to the cabaret stage and my children watched me do that.
Yeah, definitely. That is so great. And then finally, advice or your thoughts on watching back, you know, obviously Salt Lake City and Beverly Hills have some very explosive seasons this season. I mean, what are your thoughts watching back, you know, Erica Jane and Jen Shah kind of going through this? And I mean, if something like that ever happened, would you ever turn the cameras on for that?
Well, listen, I think it's very difficult to go through those things, especially for Erica Jane when, you know, we don't know how privy she was to the mm-hmm. situation, just like with Teresa Giudice, you know, did she, you know, that she knew, she didn't know. I don't think she knew. I don't know if Erica Jane knew or not, but I don't think so. Otherwise, why would you parade around like that? And so, you know, I think it's difficult to go through these things and, you know, it's difficult to go through already mm-hmm. and then have them to be fodder for the world to see it's even more difficult, but you have to know who you are. I think you have to know that, you know, your strength, your personal strength is much more important than what people think about you. Mm-hmm. And that's when you have to get grounded and just get strong and, you know, stay your course.
Well, Luann, thank you so much. Congratulations on the cabaret show. I cannot wait to see it. And congratulations on the Christmas song. It is so fantastic, so catchy. And I wish you and your family a very merry holiday Christmas and a wonderful holiday season.
Thank you, Christina. But what do you want for Christmas?
I want to listen to your song on repeat all day long.
thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Christina.
Well, that's it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. But if you want more Housewives news, head on over to usmagazine.com, where we've got you covered.